joined this week by contributor Eileen Dalabrida, who takes a look at where the retail sector stands as COVID vaccinations are on the rise and COVID restrictions are on their way down. Her reporting this week finds that you may be surprised that the things were already looking up for retail even before vaccinations started picking up and restrictions started being eased. Eileen, we appreciate you taking some time to join us on The Green this week. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here, Tom.
So let's start with the hole that businesses were trying to dig out of. I mean, how bad was last year for many businesses during all these pandemic restrictions?
Well, it was great for Amazon, Walmart, and Costco, and awful for department stores and a lot of independent boutiques. Retailers who didn't provide a necessity or offer delivery were hammered, and it was a terrible struggle for restaurants.
And your story notes that the turnaround we're starting to see was really already starting before these case numbers started to drop and vaccine numbers rose and the restrictions started to ease. What was kind of fueling this rebound ahead of the improving pandemic conditions that we're seeing now?
It was those stimulus checks, which were further fattened by record savings. People were really socking it away. So many people suffered from job losses and business declines, but the majority of folks kept working, but they were spending less. They weren't filling their gas tanks, dining out, flying to see their grandparents in Florida, dry cleaning their business suits. So they had some money to spend.
So there was a kind of a pent-up demand that was there and pent-up money that people were looking to spend once they got the chance, and we're starting to see that opportunity now.
Yes, we are.
So what are some of the items that are attracting a lot of this spending? What are people using this little surplus of money they have in their pockets to buy?
Well, sporting goods is still very strong, including camping gear, which tells us that some families enjoyed hunkering down together last year instead of going to a hotel on vacation. And apparel and accessories is really blowing the doors off, even before most workers return to their offices. And, you know, kids aren't going to Zoom classes in their jammies anymore. People are finding more reasons to go out, and they need better clothes to wear.
And just to be clear, this isn't just online shopping, right? That we are seeing desire to go back to stores in person. And are there certain things that people want to buy in person as opposed to buying online, kind of sight unseen other than what you can find on the internet?
Yes. The people are indeed going back to stores, and a lot of them are eager to shop in person for things that they've been buying online for the past year. MasterCard did a survey, and they found that shoppers have a very strong preference for buying hardware in person. They want a helpful human being to advise them on what type of pipe they need. And people also want to buy clothes in person. They want to touch that sweater, walk around in those shoes, make sure that color, what the color is in person, instead of what the color looks like on their laptop.
But this sudden surge in spending is creating some issues, and we'll take a look at a couple of them here. The first is that some items are actually hard to find right now. What are some of those items, and why are they so difficult to get at this juncture?
Well, lumber is at the top of the list. First, the industry started off with fewer mills because so many of them shut down during the housing bust in 2008. Then lumber providers cut back even more at the beginning of the pandemic because they didn't want to get caught in what they thought would be another disastrous downturn. But this time, they were wrong. With high demand for renovations and home building, the price of lumber has soared. It's gone from about $200 per 1,000 feet of lumber to $1,000. And you will still likely have to wait to get that wood. We're also seeing shortages in pet food. This is very new, partly because inspections and shipments are backed up and partly because of a shortage of aluminum cans for wet food. So it's no surprise that Alcoa's stock price has gone from $6.38 a share in the past year to more than $41 a share. Yeah. And also, leaders in the Pet Food Trade Association also note that since so many people are working from home, we're giving our pets a lot more treats, which has also contributed to the shortage. But there's no word on how much weight Fido and Fluffy have put on.
It is amazing sometimes the kind of unforeseen things that come out of situations like this. Another one of them that's problematic is the issue of staffing at stores and restaurants. What's happening there?
It's a real problem. In Rehoboth Beach, Tanger Outlets hosted job fairs on April 30th and May 1st at each of their three centers. And so that people who are interested in the stores could meet with store managers, they could learn about benefits and discounts, which are a little sweeter this year, because the summer crunch is coming and they have 115 stores to staff. Christiana Mall also is debating some sort of recruitment event if merchants don't have enough help to staff the back-to-school season. At 7-Eleven, the franchisees, they're pushing back against the company, saying they can't find enough people to comply with the chain-wide mandate to resume operating 24/7 by May 24th, because they've been closed at night due to cleaning and sanitation. And restaurants are really scrambling to find people. I drove past a McDonald's the other day, and there was a sign in the window offering workers $200 signing bonuses.
That's incredible. Do we have any sense of why this is? Is it people are maybe not interested in working in retail and restaurants? There's still kind of a COVID hesitancy there? Or is there another reason why that the people don't want to fill these jobs that used to be filled?
Well, COVID hesitancy is certainly part of it, but also there is the government top-off that these workers who, many of them, of whom couldn't collect unemployment before, but now they can. And in addition to unemployment, they're getting a $300 a week extra bump from the government. So it doesn't make sense for a lot of them to go and take a minimum wage or a low wage job when they can be at home, spend time with their families, and actually make more money.
Yeah, and I guess also if you still have kids at home or learning at home, that having the flexibility of having somebody there also kind of factors into that as well. So it's interesting that there's a lot of kind of, you know, tug of war here between different issues. Are there any other trends we should be watching as things open up more in the coming months?
Well, if you've been to the grocery store lately, you've probably noticed that there's already inflation in food and staples. Cheerios, Skippy peanut butter, Smucker's jelly, Biggie is disposable diapers. They have already taken a big bump, and they're going to take another big bump this summer. It's another trend that we're seeing is that Walmart and Amazon are going to take doorstep delivery a step further. They are offering, they're going to be offering, and in some places they already are offering, a program whereas you can give your delivery driver your code to your garage, and they will pull up, they'll come in and put your stuff in the garage and then close the door again when they leave.
Fascinating. Is it fair to say, and you kind of alluded to this, I think, already, that there's a significant difference between what we're seeing in terms of retail shopping, whether it be the Walmarts of the world or small mom-and-pop stores, and restaurants as this bounce back goes on? Are the restaurants still kind of lagging behind in recovery?
Well, they are seeing some upticks in demand, and it will be interesting to see what happens once we see a big relaxation of restrictions on May 21st, because their success will depend on whether or not they can find enough people to do the work. Restaurants are still more dependent on the weather than retailers, as many consumers still feel a lot more comfortable dining outdoors.
So there's possible good news for these restaurants with outdoor dining becoming more prominent as the weather gets nicer, the restrictions lowering. But if you don't have enough staff to make it happen, it doesn't matter how much room you have.
That's it. That's the rub.
So let's wrap it up with this. How are the overall expectations for a full return to normal? I mean, we see schools appear to be leaning toward a full reopening in the fall. Is there hope for retailers that back to school and holiday shopping later this year will help kind of complete their comeback from the pandemic?
Well, back to school shopping is crucial. And merchants and analysts are both expecting a tremendous season. Kids and their teachers will have to update their wardrobes. Students will need backpacks and lunch boxes and supplies. The vaccine was a true shot in the arm for retailers. Think of back-to-school shopping as their booster shot.
And if that goes well, then the anticipation would be that the holiday shopping season would follow suit, and then retailers are like, okay, this is more like what we're used to seeing.
It's going to be a big step towards what looks like a pretty quick recovery after a terrible year.
Eileen Dalabrida, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Thank you so much for joining us on The Green this week.
Thanks, Tom.